Hi, my name is Kayla Grubb, and I go to Anvil Cleona High School. I've been coming to Fairland for 5 years now, and it has really been a blessing to meet all of you. One of my favorite things to do in my free time is plant plants and watch them grow, especially during the spring. I think that life can really be related to plants. Everyone has their own flower that makes up important components of who we are. First and most important are the roots. There are primary and secondary roots in a plant. In my life, my faith has been my primary root that has guided me through so far. It is what I cling to when times are tough and what I'm so thankful for and rejoice when times are going well. My secondary roots are my family and youth group who help support that primary root, my faith, in helping me to learn and grow. Just like the roots are the foundation of a plant, my faith is the foundation I am built on. I am so thankful for my family for giving me a firm foundation in the Lord from little on up. You taught me the importance of prayer, being in Scripture, and coming to church every week to be engaged with other Christians. I love you all so much, and I'm so thankful to have you guys in my life. Next comes the stem, which takes all the nutrients from the root systems up to the rest of the plant. This area of my life I would categorize as my education. From K through 12, I have had amazing teachers that have fed me with mounds of knowledge that have ripened me into the student that I am today. Off the stem are buds and leaves. These are growing to be a flower in the future or provide for the plant. I think the hobbies are buds. Starting from little on up, my dad spent numerous hours teaching me how to play softball. I've had many successes and learned so much about myself on a ball field. It's truly where I feel at home. I have learned how to be a teammate and a friend. I have learned how to be a good sport, and most importantly, that there is no I in team. I'm sure that you can all see the splint that's on my left arm today. I heard it in one of my last regular season games this year. Although I've struggled to accept that I will never get to play my senior night or compete for Anvil again, I still continue to grow as a person on the ball field, being at the games, and being with my teammates, whom I love. My friends are the leaves of my plant. They are my emotional support system. I can't imagine going through life without them. They encourage me in everything that I do, and I am so blessed to have friends that know the Lord and engage in conversations about faith with me. Thank you for all the times that you have picked me up, brushed me off, and sent me on my way. Lastly, but certainly not least, is the flower. It's the most beautiful part of the plant. My flower is my life as a whole. When I add up my faith, family, hobbies, and friends, I have a flower that by no means is perfect, but it's one that's made unique and in the image of God. Life is full of people who teach and guide you. It makes up who you are. All my flower pieces have been people who are teachers to me that impacted my life. Now as I go to LVC to study elementary education, I hope to be a teacher in someone's life who positively impacts the foundation of their plant. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Mitchell. So if you know me, you know that I'm an AP and an honor student. And if you know anything about AP and honor students, you know that they like structure and very specific instructions. So when Stacy basically told me, talk about whatever you want, give a testimony, just talk about God some, I was a little put off. So if this ends up being really horrible, I'm not saying it's Stacy's fault, but it might be Stacy's fault. So when I was told to talk about my testimony, I had some ideas about what to talk about that involved my journey to faith and how the youth group has impacted me, but that's not the whole story. The only reason I am who I am is because of the other people in my life, and it wouldn't be fair to them if I were just to talk about myself and my accomplishments. So I'm going to highlight some of the most important people in my life and how I've seen Christ in my life through them. So let's start with the most obvious, my parents. My mother is the most creative person I know. She knows how to take nothing and make it something beautiful. When God made people in his image, he made artists, and that's how my mother was born. My father is very smart. Maybe not as smart as he claims to be, but still pretty smart. He has shown me how you can use your mind for good and help people through your knowledge. Most of you know my grandparents from my mother's side. My grandpa has preached here several times. What you don't know is that they are wonderful people outside the church, too. It's not all a ruse. My grandpa always says, do what I say, not what I do. But following his example has taken me pretty far in life, too. He has told me my whole life that I should be a doctor. So if in 4 years I end up in med school, you know whose fault that is. My grandma's a warrior. She prays like no one I have ever seen and can also box jump like no one else. In her free time, she cuddles babies and runs races. How much cooler can you get? My father's parents you might not know, although my grandma will make friends with anyone she sees, so you might know them after all. Everywhere we go, she sees someone she knows. Vacation, walking through the mall, I swear that if we went to a grocery store in Australia, she would probably see someone that she's met before. She's taught me kindness towards all, and I will be forever grateful. My grandpa can tell you a story about anything. He always knows how things work or who used them and can tell you anything you can want to know about it. He might not know any more than 4 words to a given song and expects my mother to finish it, but I guess he knows a lot of other things. To my aunts and uncles, thank you for treating me as your own child. Your support, especially in my early childhood, has truly made me a better person. Josh and Dale Miller took me to Reach for the first time, where I have seen God more vividly than anywhere else. Pastor Dustin and Rachel have taught me the Word of God and then shown me that they truly live by it. Jeff and Meredith Engebretson have allowed my family into the lives of their children, where I've gotten to witness the childlike faith and joy that their kids express all the time. My brothers may be a pain in the butt, but they're always here for me when the situation calls for it. Elena and Audrey have been the sisters that I never had, always willing to make me smile and talk whenever I need it. My youth leaders have shown me how service can change people's lives every time they volunteer to help out with a bunch of gross teenagers. And Stacy, she has always been my example of how a godly woman should act. I swear she's a gift from God. She's never late to shower people with love and support and does not give herself enough credit for all that she does. Without the foundation that I have been raised on, I wouldn't be who I am today. Without the people who have loved me, even when I was not deserving, I would never have been successful. Thank you, and all of the rest who I had no time to thank for raising me when I needed it. Like the saying goes, it takes a village, and I have been blessed with an overflowing, generous, and loving village to see me grow up.
I agree with Katie. Stacy was just like, oh, whatever's on your mind. And I was just like, okay, so this isn't great. I know I'm not going for writing, so bear with me. Since I've been young, I've always had a passion for sports. I've never been able to sit still to save my life. Just ask any one of my family members. I've always been involved in sports events. I worked hard in school, got good grades, went to... Okay, that's what that button does. This is what my life consisted of, and I loved it. I loved having a pattern of just doing the same thing. But God had something different in mind, because I just kind of felt like I was stuck in the motions. So I prayed for God to help me grow, to help me become the hands and feet for His Word. I remember praying this for a while. I was blessed to be able to play field hockey and start my freshman year. But when field hockey ended, I was super excited to spend the winter focusing on softball. I was a part of a travel team, and I loved it. I had plans to work hard at my sports and work hard in school. So it was just after New Year's Eve when me and my mom went to go get our haircut. We were just driving straight, and when I looked away for a second, I looked back at the road, and a car pulled out in front of us, causing us to collide. Once our car stopped spinning, I felt as though God was telling me that it was okay and that He was going to be with us for whatever was going to happen next. So when they got us out of the car, helped us to the hospital, I had contusions all over my legs and my hips. They said I was a couple inches away from breaking my leg. I had to use crutches for a while, and I had a whole lot of pain from the accident. I was having a hard time recovering. My main injury was my back and my hips, so the doctors decided that it would be a good idea to help me go to PT. It started to work, and I started to feel much better. I was excited to go back to sports, but then it went downhill, and I had really bad pain for a while. My pain consumed me. I didn't know what to do. I went to doctors just about every week, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong. They tried everything from scans, but they all came back clear. They put me on all this different medication, but all it did was make me sick. I remember leaving many days from school early because I was throwing up everywhere. Nothing they found was helpful to me. I remember lying awake at night, unable to sleep because of my constant pain and anxiety. I begged God to help me to take the pain away. I felt like I was doing something wrong, that there couldn't possibly be anything wrong with me because they should have found it by now. Maybe it was all in my head and I just didn't really have any pain. But how could it just be in my head? Some nights, the pain was so bad that I couldn't walk up the steps. I couldn't shower. As much as I wanted to get back to sports, I also wanted to get my everyday functions back. I sat out of many games, after games and practices, just praying to God that I can get better. But after about 2 years of praying and hoping and watching my friends accelerate in sports, I just kind of hit a breaking point, and I gave up. And this was after my third PT, so my family doctor decided that it was time that I visited DuPont Children's Hospital in Delaware. It was about a two-hour drive, but I didn't know what else to do, so I decided to go. And after running a bunch of tests, just like all the other doctors said, they found something. They said they had the answer. But so did a lot of the other doctors I saw before, so I was not sure I was going to believe them. They said it was my femoral nerve, and so basically my nerve was telling my brain that I was in all this pain, when really it wasn't. So they had to retrain my brain out of the pain cycle. So I traveled there once a week, 2 hours down and 2 hours back. I tried to stay hopeful that maybe this time it would help, and it did. After 2.5 years, I was finally cleared. I spent most of this time praying to God, begging Him to take over my life and help me get better. But the whole time, I was still trying to plan my life. I was still trying to decide what was going to happen to me. I thought, when I get better, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I just kept planning my life. But when I hit that wall, I just kind of stopped making plans. And that's when God told me that, okay, I see these plans you made, but I have something way better in mind. And that's exactly what He did. It took me a while to realize it. Probably only realized it about a month ago. Because when I did return to sports, everything was much different. I was a different person, physically and mentally. Even though I was back to sports, I hadn't been playing for 2 years, so I wasn't what the coaches wanted. I spent most of my senior seasons in tears because my injury made me so behind in sports. But God was still working in my life. He helped me to see that these sports were only temporary. He helped me with my fear and showed me that there was more in life. God helped me see past my anxiety and my fear. I may not be able to say that I spent my high school days starting varsity on every sport or being the team captain my senior year, but I can say that God has shown me how life can be awful and unfair, put you in situations you don't deserve and you don't think you can get out of. But in the end, God will pull you out of these situations and still love you endlessly.
Good morning, I'm Stacey Schressler, and I'm going to have the privilege to interview our graduates. And see, girls, you have little faith. You say that you didn't know what you were going to talk about, but I knew you had it all in there all along, and I couldn't put you in a box of what you should say. While the graduates come up, I just want to take this opportunity to thank our church and so many who have poured into all of these teams. Like the one senior said, it truly takes a village, and we're so thankful for Fairlands Village, way up from the nursery workers to the children's department, the VBS crew, all of the prayer pals, and all of the youth leaders and the families that just love these teens. We thank you for letting them take over the service for a day and get out of their comfort zone and share their gifts with us. It truly is a blessing, and we thank you. I have to say, everything that they've done has truly been all youth. The leaders, we did nothing. They picked the drama, they picked the songs, they practiced, and it really is so neat to see them use their gifts and share them, and we appreciate that because they are our future, and we thank you for being willing to invest in them. So, first, girls, what we're going to have you do is, I know some of you said this while you're talking, but if you can just, again, say your name, where you're graduating from, and what are your plans for after graduation.
I'm Katie Mitchell. I go to Cedar Crest High School. I'm going to Bloomsburg in the fall for pre-physician's assistant studies.
I'm Kayla Grubb. I am graduating from Anvil Clanna High School, and I'm going to Lebanon Valley to dual major in early childhood education and special education.
I'm Cassidy Ritchie. I'm graduating from Northern Lebanon High School, and I'm going to Pennsylvania College of Health Sciences to get a degree in nursing.
I'm Emma Hirons. I'm graduating from Lower Dauphin High School, and I'm going to be attending Penn State University to major in architectural engineering with a minor in ASL.
If you would be willing to share with the congregation one of your favorite memories or experiences from your time here at Fairland.
So one of my favorite memories is a few years ago we went to the YFC cabin for our winter retreat, and at like probably 11 o'clock to midnight at night, we took all of the mattresses off of the beds and were using them as sleds to go down the stairs.
I started coming here right before my eighth grade year, and the first Sunday that I came to youth group, Zach actually walked in, and I was terrified, you know, to be here, and he walked in, and I just remember he grabbed, like, three Cokes out of the fridge, and I was like, okay, like, this is a lot of sugar for the morning, but he sat down beside me, and he made me feel welcome from the beginning, and that just made me feel like this was my home, and I always appreciated that.
My favorite memory is just being able to be with both my sisters in youth group. Being the middle child does have some perks, that being one of them. But my favorite memory would have to be my first closer walk. Everybody talked about going to the haunted house, so I was in seventh grade, so I was like, okay, sure, I'll do whatever the cool kids are doing. So it was me, my sister Sam, Brendan and his sister Camry, and Tyler. We were all, like, in line, just had already scanned our bracelets in, and I thought it was, like, a cart that took us through. Little did I find out that you had to walk through, and they could touch you and, like, scare you. At this point, Brendan jumped out the exit sign. he was very scared. I was like, I don't think I can jump that. I have to stay here. So my sister and Camry were on both sides. Tyler's in front of us talking to the people. One of them asked to jump in the showers, and he was like, okay. So the only protection I had was him, and he was getting in the showers. And at one point, my sister stepped on my shoe, my flip-flop, and broke it. So I was walking with one shoe, and I was so scared, I decided, you know what, I'm going to take my flip-flop, and I'm going to hit people with it, because what else is there to do when these people are coming at me? So by the end of this ride, I was soaked in sweat. My jacket was half off me. My sister was crying. Camry was, stunned. Tyler had the best experience ever. And I know. He went in, like, four more times. Anyway, so we come out, and Brendan's there, like, oh, I didn't just jump the thing. And my sister sobs and hugs him. And I went in there. You'd think I wouldn't have gone back in, but I did. So that's my long memory.
My favorite memory in the youth group probably has to be the controlled chaos of the Paramount lock-ins. everyone's just running around, doing whatever they want to do, and then, oh, dodgeball, everyone's pelting each other, running over stuff, jumping over stuff, oh, I fell in the pit, whoops. It's just a lot of fun.
As you can see, they get lots of fun memories being entertained, but we think, we're thankful for all the ministry that you guys help provide so that they can make these memories and be entertained, but then they can also be equipped to come and lead on, you know, Youth Sunday and share their gifts. So the last thing we're going to ask you to share is, how would you like your Fairland family to be praying for you?
Just pray that I keep up my motivation for these last 8 days that I have of school, and then more to come in the fall so that I can graduate with good grades so that I can get a job.
I would just ask you guys to pray that I kind of get to LVC and I fit in. I'm going as a commuter, so I'm going to have to push myself out of my comfort zone to make friends. So I just pray that you guys are with me as I start that new chapter of my life.
I just ask that you pray for the commute. Mine's in Lancaster, so they don't have housing, so I'm going to have to drive. That I can keep up my grades when they do come in the fall. And my budget is low, so pray for that or donate to that.
I would just ask that you pray for me for stability in general, stability in my faith, stability in my motivation, and in my willingness to continue to be kind and make friends.
If you see in your bulletin, there is a list of all of our graduates. We tried to include everyone. We already found out this morning we forgot one. Jill Ebersole also graduated in December from LCBC with counseling, so we congratulate her as well. So for those who aren't here today, we just ask that you seek them out in the days and the weeks to come and let them know that you're praying for them and congratulations for their efforts done. I just want to encourage you. These youth group has been a safe place for these teens. You guys have created that. And the young adult phase is a tough phase to be in. And we really want these girls up here and those that are in that insert to stay connected to their faith, to their church family. So we encourage you to encourage them to continue to be involved. Ask them out to lunch with you. Ask them to serve with you, because this is an important part of keeping them connected at church. And just like Jack said, there's a young adult's lunch after church. So all the young adults out there, we encourage you to go to that and get plugged in. And also just be praying. You said there's a reach meeting, so we're excited for our teens that are going to reach this summer. And we also have some young adults who are leading this week to go serve at reach. We had some young adults yesterday from church that got married. Becca Moyer, Stephen Shida, and Janessa Cruz. Oh, I guess Stephen and Janessa Shida now. So there's just a lot of things, great things happening in the young adults' lives. So please continue to pray for them. So now's the moment where I'm just going to take the chance to give you, just to pour out onto these girls a little bit and share some little inside things that I think are pretty special about them. And they already asked me if I wore waterproof mascara, because it's a joke that I'll start to cry. And I didn't, because I was too worried about what dress to wear, because they told me that I've worn the same dress for the last 3 Youth Sundays. So I was like, I have to make sure I don't wear the white lacy dress again, because apparently I've worn that the last 3 times. So sorry for all of you to not have a different wardrobe change. So I'm in a different dress, but I'm probably going to have black lines down my cheeks. But here we go. So I'd like to pick out a verse for our teens that are going out, and the verse that I thought was really appropriate for the 4 that I knew were going to be here today was from Joshua 24:15, and you'll see it in your bulletin, and it says, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And I know as these girls go out, there's going to be a lot of things that are begging for them to serve them, right, from the world, that the world is going to say, "Here, serve me, serve me." But I want to encourage them. I'm going to talk to you guys, encourage you to continue to serve the Lord, just like you have today, just like you have from your time in youth group. And especially, you know how they have college signing days sometimes where kids like sign what college they're going to, or draft day where they sign? I thought for these girls it would be really neat. We could have ministry team signing day, and we would sign them to the ministry that God has gifted them with. So I'm going to give a little heads up to all the ministry team leaders of who they should be signed to. And feel free to come and take them then and sign them to a life sentence. So we're going to start with Katie. Okay. Well, first of all, of course you should be on the worship team, right? I think it was Steve and Sam that rode in a van to New York with all the girls one time where they sang Disney songs the whole entire ride. And I believe they said there was a vote that Katie was the best singer. So you won't see her out there in the front. She'll be too humble for that, but she'll always be there on the worship team. But the ministry team that I really think God has gifted Katie with is, and I got to know this the other spring when we did a Bible study, Dave Eshelman, you need her for adult ministries. She has a wisdom about the Bible and a knowledge, and she was right when she said she's an AP student and an honor student. God has given her that knowledge and wisdom, and I hope that you continue to share it with others. And I hope that you continue to grow in that wisdom and to keep learning about God's word and pouring that knowledge that you have into others. And look. Was she not amazing when she spoke today? I thought that was like that hidden talent. So we need to get her up here to do that again. And I can't help but think that it came from your grandpa, too, all of that. So that is my college signing for you, ministry team signing for Katie. Okay. For Kayla, and this is so, I'm so glad that she's realized this giftedness as she tells you she's going to LVC to be a teacher. But children's ministry, they're going to take her. She has, in the youth group, she's led the egg hunt story for the kids. She's always been there to help with the Christmas program and the backstage with the kids. And it's been a real joy for me. I volunteer at the Cleona Elementary School, so I'll be in there some days when Kayla is doing her internship in there. And I know that Miss Grubb is the coolest because I hear all the murmurings of the kids. So God has definitely given her a heart for children, and I hope that she continues to use that and allow God to grow his kingdom by the love that you pour out into those kids. And I'm going to tell you one thing that's not appropriate for church. You can come ask me afterwards. Any parents of young children, she taught our oldest son something that changed our lives, and I will forever be grateful for the night that she babysat. And afterwards, Trey knew how to do something that he would not do until Kayla was at her house. So, some of you know what that is, and I am so thankful. So, yes, Kayla is a blessing to kids and to mothers everywhere. Next for Cassidy, some of you might know, but Mark Brandt needs to sign her up for outreach and missions. Cassidy, every year, has been the when we do the 30-hour famine, it's where they raise funds for worldwide hunger. She has been the person that raised the most funds every year. And she's always asking, wait, is this year the famine year? And she's out there getting the funds. And the other thing that she has done for outreach is the youth group sponsors a compassion child. And Cassidy has been the one that has made sure that the rest of the youth are giving tithes and offerings to sponsor the child, making sure letters are there. So her heart for outreach and for others is evident, especially in those two things. And I hope that you realize that what God placed on your heart and that you continue to pour out into others as well, Cassidy. And then finally, Emma, last but not least, where's Becky? She needs to sign her up for the worship ministries. Becky has been doing a phenomenal job of having bells and dancing and different things. Well, Emma, as if you saw up doing her signing, that is all on her own. And YouTube, of course, right? So, but even the previous years, she has taught the other teams how to sign and do things. And I just think, what a blessing, a way to be able to worship in a different way and do that. So I hope, Emma, that you keep praising the Lord for your signs and through the gifts that he's given you. And I hope that you all continue to serve the Lord. So what we're going to do now is we would like to pray for these girls and all of our graduates. So if any parents or youth group members or grandparents would like to come, we're just going to surround them as we pray. So feel free to come on up, and we're going to surround our graduates and as we send them off. And my mascara didn't run. Thank you very much. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you now and we thank you. We thank you for each of the young ladies that are up here, Lord. We thank you for the gift that you've given them. We pray that they know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you have given them each gift, and that they will go out and they will continue to serve you, Lord, through these gifts, that they won't be distracted by the things of the world that can come at them, but they will stay focused on you, Lord. We pray that you give them motivation as they finish out the senior year. We thank you for the plans that that you have made, plans that you know that give them a hope for a future, and that you will provide for the needs as they prepare, whether it's to get connected through being a commuter, having safe travels commuting, budget needs and motivation and whatever they have. You know the needs, you know the desires of their heart, and we just pray that you continue to pour out into each one of them, Lord. We also pray for our graduates that are not up here or not present today, that you will do the same for them, that you will continue to provide for their needs, Lord. And we just ask as a whole congregation that we can be there for them, that we can help them stay connected, that even though that they are going out now and will not have youth group every week, but that you will still know that they are loved by their Fairland family and that we are here for them. And we just, we praise you and we thank you for who you are and what you've done for each one of them, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.